are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Don't tell me to calm down. I will not calm down. It is a party here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Today was NBA Draft Lottery Day, and just less than an hour ago, the Sacramento Kings were slotted at the seventh best chance to get the number one overall pick, expected to get the seventh overall pick. They have moved up in a major way. They don't get number one, but they get the next best thing. You know what they say, first is worst, second is best. The Sacramento Kings will select second in the 2018 NBA Draft. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt George, and it is a celebration today here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Time to party this offseason. I told you this offseason was going to be huge. This offseason was going to be the biggest offseason in the history of the Sacramento Kings, and I told you that there are good things coming for this franchise, and it's going to begin with this summer, and lo and behold, it begins with May 15th, the NBA draft lottery on a Tuesday. De'Aaron Fox on the podium is clutch again, and the Sacramento Kings are moving up and picking second overall in the 2018 NBA draft. I'm excited. I am gassed. Can you tell if you're new? Welcome to the party. So glad you could join me. My name is Matt George. I am an on-air host. I am a producer and multimedia journalist at Sports 1140 KHDK. That is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. And I have to apologize. This podcast is getting out a little later than intended, and I intended to do this podcast with Jason Ross with me. However, we got a curveball thrown at us. At KHDK today, we were supposed to have Oakland A's baseball on the air during the draft lottery, which would have given us plenty of time to be able to come here and do everything for you right here. Instead, there was a rain delay of the A's game in Boston, so Jason Ross and I had to hop on the air for an emergency draft lottery show that happened live on KHTK, and we were there for the reaction, for everything that took place, and I'm going to play a lot of that for you here. We had a raw reaction, which you'll definitely hear, and then we talked about the fallout from it, a little bit of that, which I'll play for you as well. Tomorrow, we'll have even more reaction, as I'm hopefully going to be getting some guests and rounding some people in here to talk with me. But as of right now, let's just bask in the moment and enjoy a moment, a positive moment for the Sacramento Kings, because we have not had very many of them here over the last decade. This is the Locked On Kings podcast, your home, your absolute hub for everything Kings throughout this monumental summer, and it starts with a bang here today. The Locked On Podcast Network is absolutely the right place to be if you call yourself a sports fan. Listen to the Locked On Kings or any of the other Locked On podcasts that are team-specific for the NBA. You can also listen to the Locked On NBA podcast if you want NBA league-wide coverage, whether it's the draft, summer league, the playoffs going on right now. That's all there for you. If you're a baseball fan, Locked On MLB. If you're a football fan, Locked On NFL. It's all here for you. You are absolutely in the right place. What do you say I play this audio for you, because I am still buzzing from this. This happened an hour ago, and I've run laps around our studio here in Sacramento. I'm so jazzed and so excited. If you get the chance as well, go on to Twitter and check out the reaction from the Sacramento Kings employees live in their offices in downtown Sacramento. It'll give you chills. I'm gassed from that as well. There's just so much to celebrate here today. Why don't I have you take a listen here. Enjoy this moment, Sacramento Kings fans. Soak it all in. Here's Jason Ross and I's our live reaction and our feedback and our fallout following the Sacramento Kings moving up in the NBA draft lottery. They are picking number two, slotted at number seven. Remember, they lost the coin flip to the Chicago Bulls, which ended up in that seventh spot. Lo and behold, lucky number seven moves them up to two. That is the spot that the Sacramento Kings wanted to be in. And hey, guess what? You heard me say it a million times, and I'm not one for really that's or I told you so, but I'm going to do it today. I told you so. Tanking is not a guarantee of success. The Sacramento Kings were rewarded, while the major tankers like the Dallas Mavericks and the Memphis Grizzlies were not. That's all I have to say, but why don't you listen right here? Here's Jason Ross and I, our live reaction on KHDK. I'll come back on the other side with a little wrap-up for you.
We want to see if the Kings are past number seven.
Yes.
That would be ideal.
If
that
seven means comes out and it's not the logo we're celebrating.
Yeah. So here is the ninth pick, which it's scheduled to be the Knicks if it stays as is.
Yep.
And it is the New York Knicks, so Nothing has changed as of yet. The eighth pick, though, is a big one. Remember, the Kings have pretty good odds of being eight. That means moving back one spot. That also would mean that the Cavaliers would be in the top three.
So stressful.
It is the Cleveland Cavaliers at eight. So here's the moment, guys.
We are hoping
the Kings are not the seventh pick. So far, the lottery has played exactly true to form. If the Kings are here, this is their best odds, but we're hoping they're not at seven. And the seventh pick belongs to, oh my goodness, the Chicago Bulls!
We're moving up!
The Kings are in the top three, guaranteed. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
How about that? The Sacramento Kings and De'Aaron Fox, with a big smile, they have moved into the top three.
Twice in a row.
Number six is the Orlando Magic. I said make the commercial. I didn't realize it was the second commercial. The Kings are going to be there. They have won the lottery in a sense of the top three. Number five is the Dallas Mavericks. I'm kind of nervous here.
So how does the Chicago Bulls feel right now?
Yep, that was the sweet spot, that extra win that Kings fans were not happy about. Ugh. True to form. And the number four pick is the Memphis Grizzlies. That means the Phoenix Suns, the Dallas Mavericks. No, excuse me, Dallas is gone. Who is it?
They're fifth.
Oh, the Atlanta Hawks, the Phoenix Suns, and the Sacramento Kings have the chance to win the NBA lottery. They will be 3-2 or 1.
Let's go. Kings Twitter is off the hook right now. How about that? So that's exactly what we were saying. Kings win the coin flip, guys, and we're all celebrating 3 weeks ago where it was all doom and gloom because the Chicago Bulls won that coin flip, and everybody was like, well, see, the Kings should have tanked. Boo-hoo. This all sucks. And look where it plays out. It's a game of chance. You can't plan it. The Kings got lucky for the second straight year. Now let's make that trek finish. Let's get to the number one pick.
What did your heart skip a beat when you saw the Bulls?
I saw red.
Like, I saw red too. I'm like, that's not the Kings logo.
Nope. The first thing I was looking for. So with the new Kings logo, they have that, the top of the K and that right, or the top of the, is it a ball? No, the ball's on the bottom part. Now I'm forgetting what the Kings logo looks like. I'm so excited. I was looking for that silver is really in reality what I was looking for.
I got, my brother's calling. I'm on the air right now. I think he's probably screaming about the Sacramento Kings.
There we go. No, I mean, he joined the club on Twitter. Everybody is absolutely losing their mind. What a great moment, too. The text line having great, great
line
fun,
is,
too.
Text line is holy. Woo! Yes. Boom!
I mean,
that's the descriptors from the text line.
It's a good thing we're not driving, or I'm not driving, because I would have probably put myself into a wall. But
so, by the way, they've gone to commercial, will update you on it's either Phoenix, but honestly, right now, of course you want to win. You want one, but this is already a win. If they're third, that's a win. If they're second, that's a win. If they're number one, that's a huge win.
Grant Napier chiming in. The basketball god is at work. Play to win. Good things happen from the Sacramento Kings. And justice, the Memphis Grizzlies got fourth. Thank God.
Yeah, Dallas, a team that said it was better to lose, is picking fifth.
Thank God.
And Matt, honestly, the three teams that are there need it. Phoenix, I know they have a Booker, but they need help. Atlanta needs help, and Sacramento needs help.
So, Jason, the Sacramento Kings had an 18.3% chance to move into the top three, and they're in the top three. They have a 5.3% chance to win number one overall.
Yep. I mean, 6% at 2, 7% at 3, but they've already done the hard part.
You've already hit a home run.
They're here.
Now, is it a grand slam? Is it a 2-run homer? Is it a 3-run homer?
You know what? Honestly, I mean, I really don't care if they're 3-2. They're on. I will say this. It feels great to win it if you're number one because you have the whole power of the draft. There's also a lot of pressure. You have to get that pick right. You have to.
So anyway, now we go back to Oakland A's baseball.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
There's other texts that are swear words that are coming in positive realm.
I'm in. I feel it. I almost said it. I understand.
So here we. So what other tweets are out there that you're seeing? Because we're still waiting for this commercial break to end.
I mean, it's just a lot of cursing. Sean Cunningham chiming in, mentioning for the second straight season, the Sacramento Kings are in or have moved up into the top three. Again, remember last year, the Kings lost that pick to the Philadelphia 76ers. They don't have that obligation this time. Charles D. Hamilton, KHDK Zone, chiming in. Great for the Kings, but ESPN and the NBA are doing way too much with these commercials. I agree, but actually, this is a good moment for me to catch my breath here a little bit. Sacktown baby for giraffe. My guy Tim Maxwell saying Fox is the most clutch player in NBA history.
He is clutch, isn't he?
He was on the board for the big moments there.
So they have made their way back. If you're just joining us here on KHDK, we thank you for listening. Jason Ross, Matt George. It's also kind of fitting, right? We are supposed to have A's baseball on right now. Mother Nature says no baseball right away at Fenway. So we break in to give you lottery coverage, basically expecting to say that the Kings are picking eighth or seventh.
Yep.
Great news. They are in the top three. That has not been announced yet, and it will be here in moments as they get ready for the Cavs and the Celtics. It's either Phoenix, Atlanta, or your Sacramento Kings picking number one. but they have made it all the way through. They have made it to the top three, the actual spots of the lottery that are drawn. And it's Jamie Gertz, Josh Jackson, and De'Aaron Fox.
How about that? Two rookies from last year battling once again.
Yep, and an 80s actress. How about that? Oh, so here we go. The number three pick in the 2018 draft belongs to the Atlanta Hawks.
We're top two.
The Sacramento Kings are picking one or two. It's a Pacific Division battle. Josh Jackson, De'Aaron Fox. Number two goes to the Kings.
Good enough.
That's okay. The Sacramento Kings are picking number two. For the fourth straight year, the team with the best odds picks number one, and for the first time in franchise history, it's the Phoenix Suns. But the headline, Matt, is the Phoenix Suns, or excuse me, the Sacramento Kings are picking number two.
Do you hear that, Jason?
Luka.
I hear choices, right?
Options.
Exactly.
So many options. Oh, what a great day. We knew it was going to be. I just had this feeling waking up. It was a Tuesday, sunny, happy day in California. Good stuff for the Sacramento Kings moving up to the second pick. Ultimately, Phoenix wins the lottery, and that's the first time in their history that they've done that. Yep. Good for them. The Kings also made history, you mentioned, because they haven't picked in the top three, right, ever.
Yeah.
That's not true.
In the last 25 years.
That's what I meant. So not ever, obviously, because the Purvis Ellison thing. But the Kings almost hit a grand slam, but instead they get a three-run homer. But still, that's massive from where we thought the Kings would be. They are number two now in the upcoming draft. The top two picks are both Pacific Division. So some interesting rookie matchups we'll get next year.
Denver 14, Clippers 13 and 12, Hornets 11, 76ers 10, the Knicks 9, Cleveland 8, Chicago 7. And as Matt said earlier, remember that coin flip? It worked perfectly.
Perfect.
For the Sacramento Kings because they were in the better spot. Orlando 6, Dallas 5, Memphis 4. That gets you to the lottery. Atlanta is 3. Sacramento Kings have moved up for the second straight year, but they are going to pick two, and the Phoenix Suns pick one. But this opens up, you want to pick two? Great. You want to move number two? Great. This gives Vlade Divac and the Kings front office choices, choices, choices.
It's just...
You can't believe it.
It's a rush. I mean, it's a total rush. And this is what you love about the lottery system, right? I'm sure Chicago is doom and gloom right now, but on the other side of things, we here in Sacramento are elated. It's one of the fun things about anything can happen with sports, which is why I know there's changes coming. You and I don't believe there's going to be massive changes, but compared to the NFL where it's tank and if you're the worst team, you're guaranteed to get the number one overall pick. This system provides so much drama, so much fun. I love the result for the Sacramento Kings. I love the result for a lot of teams. This is going to be a very fun next few months as we prepare for a very exciting NBA draft.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Chris is telling me it looks like a 5:50 start for baseball. We're still going to get to baseball, but Matt and I are going to break. We're going to come back. We're going to have a few minutes of reaction from you guys. Chime in on the text line, 44-1140, or on the phone lines, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. The Kings get in the lottery. They move up to number two. We'll have a few minutes to react to that. Let's do that next here on KHDK. All right, Jason Ross, Matt George back here at Sports 1140 KHDK. We're going to spend a few more minutes with you guys before we get to A's baseball after the rain delay. Glad we were able to bring you NBA draft lottery coverage. If you're just jumping in your car, the news is fantastic for the Sacramento Kings. Because, Matt, they have moved into the top three, and they are picking number two in next month's draft.
Heart rate still coming down. I'm trying to think of magical, happy thoughts to cool the blood pressure off a little bit, but how can you not be just absolutely ecstatic for the Kings? I mean, this is something so needed and in a way so deserved by the Kings, who continue to play hard. And during the break, the first thing we did, Jason, is we looked at the game at the end of the season that we couldn't remember which game it was that ended up them getting into that tiebreaker with the Chicago Bulls. That
fans were furious about.
Right, and fans were completely pissed off. And at the time, it was doom and gloom and the end of the world. That happened to be the final game of the season when the Kings defeated the Houston Rockets, who were without all their stars because they knew they were going to be playing in the playoffs. They beat the Houston Rockets at home on Jerry Reynolds' retirement.
Yeah.
So...
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In my mind, Jerry Reynolds won this for the Kings.
The real GOAT.
Jerry Reynolds hit the game-winning corner three.
Yeah. And so now, what does this mean? At two, obviously, there's only one pick that goes ahead of you. You have control over almost the entire draft. And then, if you love a player there, absolutely take him.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I were speculating during the break, this might move another team to say, I really like Ayton, Doncic, Bagley, whatever player that is possibly going at two, you say, all right, let's talk. Now we're talking about a star or a future star or a current star or somebody that's disgruntled from another team. It just opens up so many possibilities that you just didn't have as much at 7 or 8, and you still could have drafted. You might, the best player in the draft may go 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But it's just a different vibe picking this early and different options.
This is what I'm saying, man. Every single spot has its different kind of value. And we know one thing for sure. Either the Kings are getting a potentially really, really, really good player in the draft, hopefully, knock on wood. I mean, they're either getting, take your pick of Ayton, Jackson, Doncic, whoever you want, depending upon what Phoenix takes, or if they still are exploring the trade options with it. Now, I'm not suggesting this is a route they take, but number two is star quality return talent. The example I brought up to you, Jason, was, and I don't think the Kings should do this, but this is just an example of what kind of talent that the Kings can get, is this is a pick that you could trade to the Toronto Raptors who are looking to recover and get a Kyle Lowry type talent in return. Someone on the text line brought up, although I wouldn't necessarily do this unless I had full confidence that he would re-sign, but this is a pick that you could offer to the San Antonio Spurs if they are indeed looking to trade Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
There is power here, and there are millions of opportunities, and finally, it's really exciting for me to see what Vlade is going to be able to do in a power position.
Yeah, and if you look back, I'm looking back at the history of the number two pick, and it's like any other spot in the history of the draft, you'll find Hall of Famers, mm-hmm. you'll find All-Stars, you'll find busts. It's mm-hmm. just the way it is. If you go back to 1981, the original Isaiah Thomas, so Hall of Famer. You've got Wayman Tisdale, who had a good career eventually with the Sacramento Kings. It's guys like Alonzo Mourning, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, Mike Bibby. And then you see Stromile Swift, you know, Hashim Thabeet, Evan Turner, guys that didn't work out as much. But inside all of that, there's LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Durant. The last 3 years, all Lakers. Russell, Ingram, and Ball. Jabari Parker, Victor Oladipo. Again, it comes down to drafting right, but you have a lot of power in the beginning of the draft.
And let the rumors begin already. We're already getting experts from Draft Express. Jonathan Givony tweeting this out, that the Phoenix Suns have liked Doncic all year long, and they've been very interested in him all year long, so there's no guarantee that Ayton's going to be number one overall, which means the Sacramento Kings are in the next best situation to grab him. I mean, it's a phenomenal situation.
Well, here's one where, again, it's not foolproof, but if you connect the dots, Phoenix just signed from the Jazz as their coach, Igor Kokoskov.
Yes.
Who knows Doncic and I think coached him some.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that happens for sure, but all of a sudden, if it's Ayton at two, I'm just going, wow, please, maybe.
Home run.
Yeah, with the projection of what Giles might be next year. This just, I mean, this has done immediately, Matt, to me is, again, the Kings could pick two and it could flop. It's given everybody a jolt of excitement yes. about this franchise.
And
that me, quickly.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And to me, it's also backed me up, or it refilled my battery, recharged my battery, that tanking is not a foolproof positive thing to do in this league. I had it screamed at me from the rooftops, and people have had it screamed at them from the rooftops for basically the entire second half of this season, that the Kings need to do everything in their power to lose and lose and lose, because that is the best chance that they're going to get to end up in this position. Instead, they did what I like them to do all along, which is continue to focus and develop their young guys. You said it a million times on the air, Jason. They're bad enough as a young team to lose enough games by themselves. They don't need to try to lose. They have talent on this team that they're trying to develop into star quality talent right now. Focus on that talent, let the cards fall how they may, and lo and behold, they fell into a fantastic position where, with that hopefully star talent that you have now, you're potentially adding another star piece.
It just feels good too. Like we said earlier, I mean, in the end, if you're picking 7, 8, 9, 10, still pick right, but just even winning something, getting on the right side of fortune, of luck, hasn't been this organization's way for, what, 12 years? They now have the longest playoff drought, and this doesn't end it, but it could be the start of ending it. And based on, like what you said earlier, man, I mean, Fox, if he's better, and Giles is what they think he is, and just everybody gets a little bit better. They do have some free agency money, and picking second, if that's a name that all of a sudden a free agent goes, man, they added, we'll just throw Ayton.
Mm-hmm.
They have Ayton. I like Fox. Giles, I heard, is pretty good. I like Coach Yeager. It's like, yeah, I'll go to Sacramento.
Yep.
It's just those kind of things, small things, but you need them all to add up in how you can change your franchise.
I tell you what, last year we had a phenomenal selection of draft parties put on by the Kings. The KHDK sponsored one of them, and they were phenomenal last year when the Kings drafted De'Aaron Fox at number 5 overall. I cannot wait for the plethora of parties that will show up around downtown now as the Kings are selecting number 2 overall.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, Jason, draft day can very well be, and I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, and I am the optimist because of this market and my love for this team that I've grown up with. But to me, this is exactly the switch that needs to be flipped to take that team to the next step and turn that corner. Throughout this decade plus that the Kings have not been in the playoffs, they have not had that switch turned. And anything, they've had it taken away from the Kings falling from number 1 to number 4. Is this finally the point that we can look to 3 years from now when the Kings are finally in the playoffs and we have a sold-out crowd blowing up the Golden One Center? Is this the moment we're going to look to and say, remember this? Remember when the Kings lost a coin flip but got the second pick in the draft? And remember what that did for the franchise from here on out? It's a very good possibility.
It's also exciting leading up to new things the organization is trying. They got the California Cup coming up with those summer league games July 2nd, 3rd,
awesome.
And 5th. New pick will be there. Harry Giles will be debuting. And those tickets are going to be very affordable. It's just, this is I hope, the start of a good time for Kings fans.
Kings could have top 2 of top 5 rookies competing for Rookie of the Year year, depending upon who they get. And it's just, it's such a good spot. And it's such a, you said the words perfectly. It's a reminder to Kings fans, or a refill the batteries, or a jolt.
Yeah. You said just that quick.
A jolt of energy to rekindle a fire that didn't necessarily go out with this franchise, but has been wavering depending upon the week and depending upon the day. I'm beyond ecstatic for the future of this organization. I'm beyond ecstatic for the situation that Vladdy's in. That being said, if anything, the pressure's upped itself even
no
more.
Doubt.
Because now you have to. Absolutely, 100%, you have to hit a home run here.
Yeah, you miss at 10, nobody's happy. You miss at 2, that changes jobs, careers, livelihoods. I mean, that's, so pressure's on it, but can you find Kevin Durant? Can you find Gary Payton? Can you find LaMarcus Aldridge? Those guys have been drafted at number 2. Victor Oladipo, and stay away from the Darko Milicic, you know, and Stromile Swifts, the guys that just haven't had the career and changing franchises that you would hope at number 2.
See, I love Kings Twitter because you get the raw passion and the raw responses, and our text line as well,
yes.
which is awesome to read. But then you get stuff like this, which I just think is funny, but I have to bring it up, from Kings Fan MD at BeckTheKid35 on our Twitter. With the second pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Sacramento Kings redraft Yorgis Papayannis. It's just, you got to have moments like that. And overall, It's a celebration in Sacramento today, and it's fun, and let the summer commence. Imagine now how much media attention is going to be surrounding the Kings pre-draft process. Now they have the ability, they have to invite every top tier talent to come here to Sacramento to try out, because realistically they could be there. So Ayton better be here. Mm-hmm. Doncic better be here. Oh, every single from every mock draft from 1 to 20 should be in the Kings gym at some point in time, and I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, game changer. You hope it is for the Sacramento Kings. This was fun for us, Matt. This is a day we'll remember for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it. All right, well, I got to lower my heart rate and get some rest here, because I might have blown a blood vessel with the amount of celebrating and excitement that just happened over the last couple hours here at the KHDK studios. A very different show today, just a large chunk of reaction from Jason Ross and myself, but you should recognize Jason Ross as the former host here of the Locked On Kings podcast. Thank you to KHDK for allowing us to use that audio. Check out KHDK for great shows and content like that every single day on the KHDK airwaves, but they can't top the Locked On Podcast Network for off-season coverage of the Sacramento Kings. We have it here for you. This is the number one hub, and you're absolutely in the right spot. I want to hear your reactions, so send them to me. This podcast is for you. This is your forum, not just mine. So please step up to the plate. Tweet me at MattGeorgeKHDK. Send me your reactions there. Or on top of that, if you would like, you can email me some of your reactions, whether it's video, audio, whether it's just a written explanation of how excited you are or how doom and gloom you are, what you want the Kings to do with the pick. It's all legal. It's all fair. Send it to me. mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com is my email address. You can send it to me that way. I'm going to share your reactions as they come in all over this podcast for the remainder of the week. However, programming note for you, I will be out of town on Thursday and Friday. Charles T. Hamilton will pick up the slack for me, but tomorrow, full reaction, and let's start the conversation as the Sacramento Kings, with the second pick in the 2018 NBA draft, are in a major power position as we approach what should be an exciting, amazing, fun draft. I said it there with Jason Ross, and I believe it to be true. This is the moment, guys, we're going to look back to in 2 or 3 years from now when the Sacramento Kings are playing a playoff game inside the Golden 1 Center. We're going to look back to this and say, this is where it all started. Enjoy it, soak it in, enjoy this one, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for being a loyal Sacramento Kings fan. My name is Matt George. This is the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast,
part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.